The Houston Texans select Will Fuller, wide receiver, Notre Dame.
Nick Martin, center for Notre Dame.
Braxton Miller, wide
receiver, Ohio State. He's going to play in the league for 10 years. The toughest kids I've ever been around.
He's fast. He can run.
The offense is going to be pretty prolific.
We're excited to get him in here and get going.
The marquee names in the 2016 Texans NFL draft, Fuller and Miller. Sounds like a good cop combo, doesn't it, John Harris?
Well, exactly. Fuller and Miller.
I like
Houston
it.
Street Blues.
I know. Fast Street Blues, because they're the marquee names. They're the guys that most people, their eyeballs gravitate towards those two because people are familiar with them. Notre Dame, Ohio State. But really, what they might do for this Texans offense that has been revamped over the offseason.
Well, when a team drafts a couple of rookies in the first and third round, a lot of times those guys end up being the focal points for the offense. Well, that's not the case here. With DeAndre Hopkins already in this building and on the field, he's going to demand those double teams. So Will Fuller, he's going to see single coverage. He can beat anybody in NFL with his speed. Now, he's going to have to learn technique, getting off the line of scrimmage against press coverage and all those different things. But if he does that, he's running 4-3 down the field with a 6'8 quarterback that can get it down there to him to make those big plays. And then with Braxton Miller, you're talking about a guy that can run in the 4-3s, but it's his phone booth quickness, as I call it, the ability to make you miss in a phone booth. And I would imagine the Texans watched all of his tape in 2015 and thought, we can line him up anywhere and do anything. So maybe he doesn't end up with 80 receptions, but maybe it's 30, 40 receptions. Maybe it's 30 to 40 carries also during the year. There's so many different things you can do with Braxton Miller. So you've got the Will Fuller dynamic where you can go way down the field, and then you got the Braxton Miller dynamic that can really hurt teams in that short to intermediate areas where he can catch it and then make somebody miss and turn a 5-yard catch into a 50-yard catch and run.
Inside, outside, slot, running back. Going to be fun to see where Braxton Miller lines up. And it's also going to be fun to see what these new wide receivers do. Under the new wide receivers coach, Sean Ryan, comes to the Texans from the New York Giants, where, amongst others, he coached Odell Beckham Jr. Needless to say, he's excited about this crop he's working with. You dealt with a very unique skill set of guys in New York. You got a very unique set of guys here in Houston. What's it like starting at the top with a guy like DeAndre Hopkins and going through the order there with other receivers you have?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at Hop, obviously, you know the skill set he brings, tremendous ball skills. I mean, the ball's in the air. He goes and gets it. I mean, he's a ball hawk. Jalen Strong brings a strength to the group on the outside. But he's also versatile. He can play inside as well and do some things in there. You know, Cecil's a vet who knows what he's doing. He's a smart player. Shows great change of direction in the slot, and I think he's pretty talented in there. You know, Keith Mumphrey is a guy who kind of does everything, you know, and does it well. Obviously, Will Fuller, exciting guy, you know, big play potential, can really stretch the field vertically, but a good route runner in the same way. I think Braxton is coming along great. Braxton Miller, another good, you know, inside and outside guy. Great skill set, change of direction, catching the ball well. So been real happy with him. So every rookie in the league, not just these guys, every guy, new player, a rookie, however it is, new to the system, they're always going to have some growth, you know. They just got to keep their head down and keep going. And I think these guys are doing that. You know, to me, they are taking the steps that they need to eventually to get there. But blessed to work with a pretty good coaching staff here who has coached me up pretty well. It's been good.
Sean Ryan, one of the very talented new assistant coaches on this Texans staff. But there are more. Anthony Weaver, who played here as a defensive lineman, plus Houstonian and special teams legend Larry Izzo.
What has you most energized about this job?
Well, just coming to a place where I think, you know, it's a great organization. Speaking to people across the league, everyone has a high opinion of everything that's going on here. It's a team that's got a chance to win. Coming back to Houston, it's where I'm from. My family's here. So there's a lot of great things about this opportunity, and I'm excited to be here.
What's most imperative? What do you have to be a successful special teams player?
Well, you got to love the game and be tough, I think. I think you have to play fast, you know, have a level of physicality about yourself. You can't shy from contact. Guys that, you know, stand out to me when I'm watching, whether it's our guys or other teams, is guys that fly around, play relentless football, and have that desire to get to the football or, you know, to make plays, playmakers. If you stand out and you're a playmaker, I'm going to like you.
You are one of the best to ever do that, to play special teams. You played in Pro Bowls because of it, three. Another guy who's been in a lot of Pro Bowls in that regard is Shane Leckler. What's that like, you know, playing with a guy and now coaching a guy?
It's great coming here as a first-year special teams coach, you know, having a guy like him, a leader to lean on in terms of he's seen a lot in his time in the NFL, so I'm excited.
You were here as a player, you're here as a coach now. What was that like coming back in the building in such a different role?
Surreal, yeah. Particularly when I walked out on that practice field for the first time. You know, I was trying to think, should I put my pads on? Am I missing my helmet? Like, I'm sure I'm forgetting something. So it's awesome. It's awesome, but a surreal experience for sure.
This is a different franchise, you know, as opposed to then. What was your impression of them from the outside over the last year, two, three, before you came back?
It was obviously a talented group, a group that I felt was on the precipice of being great. And now that I'm in the building, you know, you see the work ethic of the coaching staff and how the players respond to that.
One guy who's great and already there, J.J. Watt. How do you go about coaching a guy like that?
You don't mess him up. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
The thing with J.J., obviously, I don't want to change him. But I hope just me being here and some of the things that I've experienced, hopefully I can help enhance what is already awesome.
You got a veteran in Vince Wilfork. Mm-hmm. What's it like having a guy with that type of leadership? You guys were in the league at the same time,
yeah,
playing together.
It's huge. It's huge because, you know, guys hear from me and I'm going to tell them things. And obviously I've played, and I think there's a certain bit of credibility that comes with that. But at the same time, if you have a guy that has three Super Bowl rings, four Super Bowl rings, whatever it may be, has pelts on the wall. Now he's telling you also, I mean, how do you not do it if you're a young player?
What can we expect to see from you when you're coaching? Are you a fiery type, a calmer type? Where do you fall on that spectrum?
I tend to be a calmer type, you know, unless your players bring that other guy out of you. But I like to see myself as even keel, just so I can always keep a level head and realize what's going on around me.